honest.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as I understand, the weight wasn't going to be a problem, which is high on our list. And, it all worked out good.
Yep, 53 for tell them we're coming. I know you've got other horses right through the carnival that are owned by Bob Peters, and I know Bob loves talking about his own horses and not you, but is everything good with the team?
Yeah, they are. I'm just as you start with the paddock down, watching Regal Power have his gallop. Really like the three-year-old that Willie's riding in the Guinea. He's got a lot upside. Has him a few races for the feather to drop, but Superstorm, look for him to be getting the line really strong. Very happy with the weekend that we had. Mississippi Delta going forward, she raced really nicely, and obviously Tuscan Queen, who looks like she's pretty exciting.
Yeah, she looks exciting when she lets down. Gee, she can really sprint. I know this is a time difference of 3 hours, so thanks for taking our call, mate, while you're watching Regal Power. Good luck over the next 3 weeks.
No worries. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Good on you, mate. Grant Williams joining us there from WA. Tell them we're coming. Brenton Abdullah takes the ride in the Group 1, and that's a reasonably good push in the Sky Racing WA Guineas on Saturday. Willie Pike's mount is Superstorm. Jot that one down off what Grant just said. Superstorm in the WA Guineas. A full preview for Rose Hill is next.
Lucky you. I love wrapping.
Oh, get what you really want for Christmas at your Ford dealer. Like a 7-seat rear-wheel drive Everest Ambiente. Now just $48,990 drive away. Save $1,000. Plus, get a bonus $1,000 worth of fitted Ford accessories. Christmas comes early with great year-end deals from Ford. On now. Recommended price, T's and C's apply. See Ford.com.au for details.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. The Taliban has released Australian academic Timothy Weeks and American colleague Kevin King, held captive for more than 3 years as part of a hostage swap deal. A man in the UK has been found guilty of murdering his Australian fiancée after she found out he was a crossdresser. Rod Deacon White killed his partner while she was in the shower in their flat on April 25 this year. Deacon White faces a life sentence when he faces court on November the 26th. A man has fallen from the Anzac Bridge, ending a major police operation in Sydney's CBD. The 35-year-old man began the climb just before 10 o'clock last night. He's currently being treated for minor injuries in hospital. In sports news, three members of Australia's Ollie Roos football team have been banned from taking part in the Tokyo Olympics after they were suspended for unprofessional conduct following an incident in Cambodia earlier this year. Tottenham have sacked head coach Maurizio Pochettino after 5 years in charge of the Premier League club. The Spurs currently sit in 14th place on the ladder and play 16th place West Ham this weekend. And the New South Wales Blues have revealed their jersey for the 2020 State of Origin Series. It features a cattle dog, which is a tribute to the call made famous by former coach Tommy Radonegas, and also have released a replica strip of the infamous 1997 jumper, which was never popular with the fans. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your home to the Sydney Spring Racing Carnival.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their SafeLine window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer a colt to own with Aquas Farm. By Vancouver, Gay trained him to be the Golden Slipper winning champion two-year-old. From Danglissa Girl, daughter of the Gay trained Group 1 winner Danglissa, and closely related to Gay's Group 3 winner Sweet Redemption and Gay Stakes winner Unite and Conquer. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian and Aquas team for $9,400 a share. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Causing heavy delays on the freeway.
Passengers on platform 1, the train due to arrive has been delayed.
No one likes delays, especially when they're running a business. That's why at OnDeck, we make it quick and easy to get the funds your business needs. At OnDeck, we have a delay we think you'll like. Delayed repayments on small business loans. small business loan and will delay repayments until 2020. Apply today at ondeck.com.au. Repayments delayed until January 2020 with your term extended by a deferral period. Full T's and C's apply and loans are subject to lender approval.
It's almost here. The biggest race of the year. The social event of the season. $1 million at stake. And best of all, it's all happening in your own backyard. Your day to play is finally here. The Gong, Saturday, November 23rd, Kembla Grange Racecourse. Tab, long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Sky Sports Radio has Perth Racing's Masters. Form analyst Mark Olmos is right on the job, tipping Undisclosed on Saturday at $7.50.
Race 2, number 4, Undisclosed. She's a very speedy sort of a filly.
This Saturday, it's Railway Stakes Day at Ascot. Mark returns from 11 on the whip around with his very best on Sky Sports Radio.
It's the fourth final week of Kmart's Top 10s. Look out for their Top 10 Christmas final. Like the Churros Maker, only $20. Yes, just $20. Hurry into Kmart today. We're looking at slow, congested traffic. Southern Cross Drive inside the Eastern Distributor and right the way through to Cleveland Street. Sydney CBD, York Street, approaching Marcus Street. Bus and car accident, southbound Lane 4. We're looking at high volume of traffic. Parramatta Road just past Woodville Road down towards James Roos Drive. At Subway, there's a range of 5 delicious Subway 6-inch subs available for just $5 each. All day, every day, choose from leg ham, roast beef, pizza melt, tuna and mayo, or a veggie delight with Avo. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And at 10 past 10, good morning, Sean Cosgrove with you. We've got racing today at Rose Hill. And Sean Patterson, our track manager, is there. How are you, Sean?
Good morning. Very good, thank you.
Now, I wonder whether I'd hear you coughing and sputtering. Is there smoke around?
No, look, yesterday was pretty bad. We'll probably get a little bit of a cough and sputter from that. But today it's quite overcast. There doesn't seem to be too much smoke haze around at all at the moment. They're tipping that it probably won't be so bad today. But we have to wait to see if this cloud burns off. It might just pick up a little bit then.
What's best for you? Is it still air or a breeze? When do you get the most smoke come in?
Usually the breeze. Yesterday it was quite breezy, and it picked up late in the afternoon. But the night before, just happened to blow it down. With the southerly change, it kind of blew most of it away. As I said, I'm looking out now. Can't really tell if it is a smoke haze. It's very minor. With the overcast conditions too, it's probably hiding a little bit of it, but you can't really have that smell of that smoky air like we did yesterday.
All right, true. And I suppose the worry is if it comes in, you don't want the breeze to drop then, because it'll just stay there. So how's the track look at this stage, Sean?
Yeah, look, we're a good four. The Pedo came out at 5.07 this morning. It was 5.08 yesterday, so we applied 4 mil yesterday and it just kept it where it was. So it's in great order for today.
All right, terrific. The rail?
We're out at 6 metres.
All right, and that's the entire circumference?
Yes.
Yep, beautiful. So today, good four, rail out 6. And at this stage, no smoke, which is fantastic news. Good on you, Sean. Enjoy the day.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Sean Patterson, our track manager there. Paul Joyce joins us. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. A bit of a cooler day today, which is great for me because I'm out at Rose Hill for this twilight meeting, so it'll be nice to be out there in about 24 degrees and, yeah, hope the smoke stays away and we can see these horses and cheer home some winners.
Perfect weather for Glenn Munsey to whack on the lime green safari suit, and he'll be out there as well. Good morning, Muns.
Yes, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Pa. Yeah, I put the socks and the sandals on, the safari suit, just a nice little straw hat if I was going to Rose Hill, but I'll be ensconced in the Sky Thoroughbred Central Telethon there today from around about 1 through to about 7:30 tonight.
Oh, you'll be looking forward to that too. You'll be breaking out with excitement.
Oh, fellow boss, yes. Yeah. Keep all sharp objects away from me, Sean.
All right. Now the first. Number 1, Bazooka, and 7 Gems come out.
Yes, so this is the agency real estate, a two-year-old set weight maiden over 1,100 metres. Bazooka came out this morning. The deduction there, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. We start with Genjiro, who's an $11 chance. Hench Beast, odds-on favourite at $1.85. Scratch from Newcastle on Saturday to run. He was also nom for Kembla on Saturday. Important Product is an $8.50 chance. Romper Stomper, please note, Andrew Atkins, a replacement rider here. Chris Williams couldn't make the weight. No suitable rider was found, so Andrew Atkins will ride Romper Stomper here in the first, and it's a $34 chance. Volterra, $2.30, and Gems, that's the second time this has been edited and scratched. Gemma Cutting's one of the owners there. The deduction, 24 cents a win and 22 cents a place. Best supported runner here is Volterra for Chris Waller and James McDonald. Interesting in the ownership. Chris there and himself, Yarraman Park, Nolan Maria Greenall, Peter Tighe, amongst others there, Frank and Christine Cook, Neil Werrett. I tell you what, they won't have any trouble paying the bills. It's the best supported runner easily here, 250 into 230 this morning. Hench Beast has remained solid at the 185, but Volterra, five times the amount of money that what is on Hench Beast.
Yeah, that's interesting, Muns, because you would have thought it was the other way around, the way the flux have gone. Volterra, the $1.3 million purchase from the Magic Millions. And when you pay that much for them, you've got to go to the big guns to take a leg, and it looks as though it's exactly what Chris Waller and his team have done. Now, speed-wise in the race, look, I think Hench Beast can lead them because he hasn't worn the blinkers in the trials, but he's got them on today. He's also got barrier one, and he did lead to win his last trial without the blinkers. So I've marked him as the leader with Volterra basically right on his hammer. He certainly showed enough speed at his only trial to suggest he'll be right up there. I'm tipping Volterra, 6-3-4-2. I like the look of this I'm Invincible colt. Obviously, they paid a fortune for him. He's Magic Millions eligible, so he needs to start getting on that Magic Millions path today. Same as Hench Beast, they paid $240,000 for him, and he's a Magic Millions graduate as well. So they're both pretty much on the same path, coming off decent trials. Ewan Baker's given Hench Beast one more trial, and he's come up with barrier one, so maybe that's why the market has him favourite, but I'll go the other way. I think Volterra could knock over Hench Beast. Number four, Important Product. If you wanted a knockout chance, I suppose he could be the one. He was a bit green, did a few things wrong in his only trial, but he wasn't let go either. So there might be more under the bonnet with him. And number two, Genjiro for David Payne. Look, I've thrown him in for fourth. He trialled behind Volterra, but you couldn't imagine watching that trial that Genjiro could turn the tables on Volterra under race conditions, that's for sure. So I'll go 6-3-4-2. Good start to the day. Small field, but a very interesting race, particularly looking towards the Magic Millions.
All right, the second event, we've got a full field.
Yeah, and those two runners are not yet priced up in the Magic Millions market, so if they race well today, they'll go into the market there. The second is the Bowman's Office Furniture, big Alan Stevenson, now the boss of Bowman's Office Furniture. This is a three-year-olds and upward set weight maiden over 1,900 metres, the second on the card at Rosehill Gardens today. And we start with Extroverto here, who is a $7 chance. Planet Warrior, blinkers on, tongue tie on, visor off, it's at $17. Wristband is a $4.80 chance. Lady Highly at $23. Loafing is a 100-to-1 chance. And then we go to Pincer, $2.10 and favourite. And Shadow Girl with a tongue tie on is a $3.60 chance. Most popular runner here is Pincer. $2.20, got to $2.30, opened $2.30 this morning. So today, $2.30 into $2.10. Just to tick over double the investment on what has happened on Wristband, who's been $5.50, opened as short as $4.60 this morning, gets to $4.80. And the third pick would be the bottom one, Shadow Girl. Went up $3.30, opened $3.60 this morning, got to $3.80, back into $3.60. A far, far better betting race than the first, race number two.
Yeah, and it's a 1,900 metre maiden run, so punters aren't fussy. The speed here, Pincer, he looks the only leader on the map. You'd mark him to get the easy lead under Nashra Willer. I can't see anything that'll take him on. Maybe Shadow Girl Handy, maybe Lady Highly gets a bit closer today, but it looks as though the favourite gets all the favours in front. But I'm not going to tip him. I don't want to take $2.10 about him. So I'm going 3, 6, 1 and 7. I'll take the $4.80 about Wristband. Like the way he hit the line at Gosford last start. Note that Gosford race was a metropolitan meeting. And Pincer ran second in the race. Wristband ran third. There was only a neck between them. And Wristband was rocketing through the line, whereas Pincer was basically going up and down on the spotlight after doing all the work in front. So at that price differential, James McDonald to ride, a nice quiet run, I'm happy to go with Wristband here at the better price. Number six, Penstar, four starts, four placings. Certainly no knock on him. He gets along in front. He gets a picnic here. National steering for home and give him everything he's got. But I just can't take the price, $2.10. I mean, look at the prices he's been beaten at. He's been beaten at $3. He's been beaten at $2.10. He's been beaten at $3.90. So Glenn Mundy's licking his lips again at the $2.10 because the map says he'll get all the favours. Number one, Estroverto. Well, speaking of non-winners, 15 starts for seven placings. Huey Bowman gets the job today, and he's been knocking on the door, so I wouldn't fall over in shock if he got it done today. And the seven, Shadow Girl, two starts for two placings. Her first run was terrific, and then she got rolled as a $2 favourite at Hawkesbury and didn't have many excuses there. So maybe the jumping distance will suit her today. Tricky one, I'm going 3.617.
All right, the third, we take at number two, Mayaki.
Yeah, this is the Ribchester at Darley. Another maiden here. This is a three-year-old maiden, this time over 1,400 metres. And we start with an unraced galloper here in Mission Dream for Mark Newnham. It's the $2.50 equal favourite. Miyake came out yesterday. The deductions here, 7 cents a win and 8 cents the place. Deadly Impact is an $18 pup. Rari blinkers on today for Gregory Hickman and Tommy Berry. $2.50 equal favourite. Clever Man, named after Sean, at $81. Back as a gelding as a $4 pop, and Nombuso back as a gelding as well, but with blinkers on, a $13 chance. Easily best supported runner here is the toppy in Mission Dream. 370, 350, 340. Opened as much as $3 this morning, got to 310, 310 to 250, peaked to what it is low now. Easily the best supported runner. Three times the investment on it than what is on Bacchus, who this morning went up a $3.60 chance. It's got to four. And third pick would be, Deadly Impact, and it's got a round of drinks on it. Rari, here's one for you. Two. 215, 225, touched as much as 270, is now 250. If you tipped everyone upside down that's involved in this broadcast today, they'd have double in their pockets what's been invested on it.
Yeah, well, I've got to say, Martin, when I did the form line last night, I couldn't work out why Rari went up for $2, and it's no surprise he's on the drift since. Speed-wise, look, he probably gets the favours in front again. He's the only leader here. He's got the blinkers on. He led them up in a recent trial with the blinkers on. And it doesn't look like anything else will take him on. So off the map, you could probably justify around about the $2 quote. But on form, I couldn't get anywhere near that price. So I'm going 1643. I was a big fan of this Mission Dream. And obviously someone else agrees because he's been very heavily backed, as you mentioned, Glenn. And it's on the back of trial form. That's all we can go off. So Josh Parr's ridden him in both his Warwick Farm trials. I've just spotted his action. I've just got him down as a really good mover. He hasn't been let go in either trial. He's just found the line under his own steam. Mark Newnham trains. You're not going to go broke backing all the Mark's horses. And the fact that Josh rides on race day after doing both the trial leads me to think they've got him certainly wound up here for a first-up crack. Number six, Bacchus, could be the fly in the ointment here, though. He's been gelded during his spell, and his trial was super behind Samurai at Rose Hill. He was just cruising up behind him under a hole from James McDonald. He's always a horse that showed a bit, so the fact they've gelded him, given him a break, he could definitely come out and challenge Mission Dream. The four Rari, four starts, four unplaced efforts, including first up at Hawkesbury, is a $2.70 favourite behind Van Giz, and somehow he's gone up $2 favourite. I can't work it out. The blinkers in the trial, he was okay. Tegan Latham had to really work at him, though, to keep up with Tanzania in the trial. I don't know where the money came from. And number three, Deadly Impact. He's the one that has really improved with his spell. He's only had the one start, finished midfield at Kembla. The way he's going at the trial, so the Freedmans have got him back a much better horse this time in, and he is by Deep Impact. So, I think there's a couple of other options here definitely outside of Rari, and maybe if you don't want us to back a first starter in Mission Dream, but I will. 1, 6, 4, and 3 for me.
All right, the fourth, number one, Chromeric, and 6, Fitues come out.
Yeah, this is the Iron Jack, a three-year-old benchmark, 64 over 1,100 metres. And as you said, Kramerick is out. It's in at Hawkesbury tomorrow. The deduction here, 14 cents a win and 13 cents a place. Wonderbar is at $4.60. We go to Belitza, at $4.80. Tallis, well named there by Direct Charge, named after the Raging Bull in Big Gordy Tallis, it's a $9 chance. Estrado is at $26. Fatus, also scratching, also in at Hawkesbury tomorrow. The deduction there, 15 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Aquitaine is at $1.90 and favourite. And Mungara, with the blinkers off, is a $9 chance. Well, we went to a fresh market here this morning when we got down to less than 8 runners. So if you bet in the original market, you pay 1, 2, 3 there, you cop the deductions. The best supported runner there was Aquitaine. A peak of 370, got into a short. Well, it opened 2:30 this morning. Now, the fresh market here, it is one-way truck for Aquitaine. Around about 80% of the money is on Aquitaine here. 2:30 it opened, touch 2:40, now an odds-on chance, and zero on every other runner.
Yeah, well, speed here. Maybe Mungara lead. The blinkers come off, but I still think they'll be positive. Tallis, he's led throughout to win his last two from barrier one. He'll probably kick up. Ballist has been showing pace at the trial. And that leaves Aquitaine and Wonderbar just trailing that leading trio. I can't go past the seven here. 7-2-3-5. I know she's had the two starts and been beaten both occasions, but she did protest against the winner on debut at Canterbury. That was behind Blazing Mist. The protest was obviously dismissed. And then she drew 12 of 12 at Canterbury. Still went around that meeting, but was caught three wide the trip, doing all the work in the run. Was only beaten three quarters of a length behind Betcha Flying. So that form was pretty good. But have a look at the way she's been trialling. I'm convinced she's come back a lot better this time in. She really looked the goods in both her trials. James McDonald gets the ride race day. Perfect barrier just to take a sit. And, yeah, the odds were really tempting early, and they've just been firming and firming. One-way traffic, according to Munns, and I don't know where that price will stop. I don't know if we've got to the bottom of it yet. Number two, Wonderbar. Well, she won her first three. Then she came to town, and she wasn't quite up to them behind Mansa Musa, but she was still pretty good, finishing off the third. She's the main danger here with Sam Clinton's claim. The three, Belitza, both her trials have been sharp enough. She's been run down late in her trials, which is a little bit of a worry. But I'm sure she'll give you a good sight fresh. And the 5 Estrado, if you want a real blowout, I know she's only got provincial form next to her name and it's been unplaced form, but she's found some bad luck. And if the heavens happen to open today late, she'll be charging home at big odds. 7, 2, 3, and 5 in the fourth.
Now, race 5, the Tab Handicap, a full field.
Yes, and this is a 3-year-olds and upwards benchmark, 70 over 2,400 metres. So a long race for the day here. Miss Moana, now Moana, sorry, the bandages on the front come off today, and it's a $3.20 chance. Poulton Lassands at $8. Curata Princess is a $6 chance. And we go to Love Seat at $2.80 in favourite. Eugenio at $6. Hoof Hustler. Now, sustained an abrasion to its near side four cannon. It's been examined by the stable vet, who's passed it fit, will also be examined when it gets on course today. And Hoof Hustler is a $34 chance. So It Is at $18 and Resort at $21. The most popular runner here is Love Seat. $2.80, basically unchanged this morning, and was $2.80. Was $3.50, $2.90, $2.80, the flux all the way through. It's got three times the amount of money on what Miss Moana has. It's been $3.10, $3.20. Got to $3.30, which it opened this morning back into $3.20, and nothing basically for anything else. Away from the bottom one, it's got a round of drinks Resort. As much as $34, now $21. That could be Rusty Barwick investing on his own.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Mums, what happens there. Maybe Resort will go forward and lead today because there's no obvious leader on paper. Miss Moana may get there by default. But I don't know if they really want the front on her. And it's hard to find anything else that'll go forward and lead. So you start to look at a roughie like Resort. Perhaps they roll the dice and give it a shot. Well, I'm going 1, 3, 4, and 2. I think Miss Moana on form's clearly the horse to beat. She looked very good winning that 3,200-metre race on Melbourne Cup Day. She sat outside the lead there and she relaxed beautifully under Chris Williams. And then she just accelerated at the top of the straight. The race was all over. Three horses out of that race meet her again here today. Obviously, the difference is they're back to 2,400. They're on a different course. And Miss Moana has been penalised by the handicapper, up 2 kilos. But she won so easily, I just can't see any of those turning the tables on her here. So I've got her on top. The 3 Curata Princess, different form line. Comes through a second behind Humboldt Current, Saturday Rose Hill race. So all of a sudden, you'd say, well, she should just win here with the claim for Brock Ryan. Then you have a look at her earlier starts. She was beaten 42 lengths at her two starts prior to that Rose Hill run. So she's just an inconsistent mare. When she gets it right, she's good enough to win this for sure. But when she gets it wrong, she's terrible. So you've just got to balance that up with her if you want to take the $6 today. Number four, Love Seat, comes up from Melbourne where she ran on Oaks Day. Didn't get a lot of luck from a wide gate. Probably should have finished closer to Nudge. But that's at least different form. And her Sydney form prior to that was very consistent. It certainly made a good case for her. And number one, number two, Put On The Sands. Did fail over 2,400 on the Kisto track two starts back. But it was a crawling race where they sprinted home. And that just didn't suit him. Then he went to Hawkesbury, bounced back in the winner's list with a lovely ride of Rachel King's. Karen McAvoy to do the steering today. 1, 3, 4, and 2. I'm pretty keen on Miss Moana there in the thick.
All right, race to the chance.
Are you right? Okay, race number 6 at Rose Hill Gardens is the Press Statement and Vinery here. This is 3-year-olds and upwards, benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. And we start with McCormack here, who's a $7 chance. Spencer at 10. Orsian is at $6. Sea Spirit, now Lugging Bit on, synthetic hoof filler on, but the nasal strip comes off. Has its first start for Jeremy Gascaday, so that takes its trainer total to 6, and its 14th run in a race today. Showminder is a $5 chance. Vetter with the blinkers off. Good luck to Ray and also Tanya, Shani Berry and all the other owners there with Vetter at $5.50. Merino with the earmuffs on, the Norton bit on and the lugging bit comes off. It's a $6 chance. All Sassitude at $6.50. Mosh Way is at 9 and Drusilla is a $23 chance. Well, punters have put the hands in the air here, saying it's a little bit too difficult for them. Best supported runner, and it's not massive, is All Sassitude here. 8 to 8.50, opened 7 this morning. That's been its best all day, now 6.50. Fractionally in front of Orsian, who's been 6.50 to 6, but no movement today. And third pick would be Moshway, who's just in slightly 10 into 9. But as I said, interest is minimal here in race number 6, Pa.
Yeah, well, it's even tricky to map, man, let alone find the winner. The speed will come from the likes of Drusilla. You'll have Moshway. You'll have maybe Merino, who's been forwarded his last two, although he ran second last start, and the crossover noseband, the Norton bit goes on. And maybe they're going to try and get him to settle. I'm not sure. And then you've got other horses like Showminder, Vetter. Blinkers come off. What does that mean for him? And even All Sassitude was handy last start. So on paper, I'd say they'll move along pretty quickly, but it's one of those tricky ones. I've gone 1.752. I think McCormack might be a safe each-way play here for punters. Last start winner on the Kenzo, ridden quietly, burst through the pack late. I think Sam Clinton will try and repeat the dose here, and he's only gone up 2 kilos off that win, and I don't really think this race is much stronger. It's fairly similar. So happy to go with him. 7, Merino. Give him another chance. He was up on speed there behind Rule the World last start. Just stopped late. It was quite surprising because his win at Warwick Farm prior to that was extremely good, beating Zakat and Rocarosa. So it was just a poor run, and I think we've just got to forgive him that one bad run, and he may bounce straight back today. Number 5, Showminder, well, he just got edged out by McCormack last start, gets a kilo and a half swing at the weight, and he's come up with barrier 1, so he's got to be a live chance. And the 2, Spencer, first up 1,100 was too short, straight to the 1,400, second up, Nash Ride, so I think he could be the big improver as well. 1, 7, 5, and 2.
Okay, let's have a look at the last at Rose Hill Gardens. This is the Rose Hill Bowling Club, of course, across the road from Rose Hill Gardens, and plenty goes on there after the last. This is a Fillies and Mares benchmark 70 over 1,500 metres, starting with a scratching in Kida. Came out this morning, 6 cents a win and 7 cents a place. The deduction there, a statuesquely, with the blinkers on today, favourite at $2.40. Elusive Nature at 34. Sister Sledge with the blinkers on at $14. Doro Rain at 12, The Promise at 10, Rocarosa $4.20, Kentucky Tornado at $15, Wicked Wench is a $4.40 pop, and Lexi's Choice is at $19. Once again, not a great deal of activity here. $1 separates Wicked Wench and Statuesquely here. Wicked Wench this morning went up 4.60, got to 4.80, back to 4.40. Statuesquely went up 2.70 this morning. It's into 2.40. They are market adjustments. They are not money-driven, those fluctuations, I can guarantee you that. Third pick is Rocker Rose.